You're listening to U105. It's almost, it is about 9:45, and on the line with us now is Jamie Pye. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
You're very welcome to U105. Jamie, you're on here to talk to us about the Citizens' Assembly for Northern Ireland. We've heard about it before, but this is the first opportunity or the first time that the Citizens' Assembly have got together, and they're meeting across a couple of weekends in October and November. Can you fill us in, just for those who maybe aren't as familiar, with what exactly the ethos is behind the Citizens' Assembly for Northern Ireland?
Of course, that the first one is happening this weekend. And the whole principle is that you get a representative sample of the population. So ordinary people from across Northern Ireland. Some people call it a mini public because the point of it is that it looks like the public itself, and that it mirrors it in terms of age, gender, community background, etc. And then these citizens, they come together, they receive evidence on a particular issue. They weigh up the different arguments, and then they come up with whatever recommendations they think should be the way forward based on what they've heard. So it's a bit like jury service, only for a political issue that's based on a representative group of the population deciding it.
And the theory is that they will address a specific issue, and the issue for this, the first weekend, is social care for older people.
That's right. So this is an issue where the politicians themselves, they're maybe a bit divided on the way forward. There haven't been decisions taken around it. And this could be a way of, on the issue of social care that affects everyone directly and indirectly, where there are mounting challenges with an ageing population, where there are limited resources. There's a big question for the health and social care system about how to deliver the services in that challenging context. So this can be a constructive way of trying to help politicians break the gridlock.
And what sort of background, Jamie, would the people who are part of the assembly come from? Like, are they experts who are sharing their experience and their expertise and their knowledge, or are they ordinary Joes and Josephines who are there giving their practical day-to-day examples of how they're finding it?
That's it. Nobody has to have any prior experience or knowledge about the issue. They don't have to be interested in politics. Some people will be interested in politics, some people won't be, but that's just what the population itself looks like. But the point is then that the evidence they receive, they'll receive presentations from people who have been studying the policy of social care for their careers. Professor Anne-Marie Gray from Ulster University is the expert lead, and there'll be different advocates from EHNI and different other stakeholder organisations that do have knowledge of the sector and the issues at stake. So everyone can come in blind, but then they're provided with the environment to properly think the issues through.
And how does it finish at the end of the weekend, Jamie? Is there a report or a recommendation or a viewpoint that is taken? And whatever happens, who does that then go to?
That's right. So this weekend, the citizens will be mainly learning about the issues and understanding them so that they all come to the same point. And then the following weekend in November, when there's a second run, that's whenever they'll reflect on the issues at stake and then come up with concrete recommendations about the way forward, the different in terms of the provision of health and social care, anything emerging from this weekend. And then a final report will go to the Department of Health, who has already expressed its firm interest in the work of the Citizens' Assembly to try and get a sense of the public's views, considered views, on what can be a sensitive issue. So obviously there's no assembly at the moment, and the civil service has to run public services in the interim. So this is a way of trying to inform any potential decision-making in the meantime.
Jamie, thanks very much for your time, and the best of luck to everyone sitting on the inaugural session of the Citizens' Assembly.